right, let's do it. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for finding us. Thanks for listening. So on and so forth and furthermore. I had some electrifying news come through the other day. In fact, it might be one of those things where I will never forget where I was. I'll always remember where I was when I heard this news. One of those deals. I don't know if you're hip to this yet, but brace yourself. You might want to sit down. You might want to hold on to something that's attached to the ground. But have you heard that Long John Silver's now offers an all-you-can-eat? That's right. It's a deal. We found out the details on this thing. We called over there. We called directly into the belly of the beast and got the details straight from them. Instead of just relying on innuendo and rumors that are flying around, I mean, there's a lot of buzz in the air about this thing. But we called over there to get the details, and here they are. It's a Sunday only deal. It runs from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can either get chicken planks, which is a chicken plank dinner, which is chicken plank. I don't know how many you get. I don't know how many planks you get, but you get that. You get generally you get French fries, coleslaw, and then hush puppies, right? And then here's something. I mean, I love the Long John Silver's, the LJS as we call it, but one of the things they do over there, and we have a social contract, right? People and corporations, we have an understanding. And that is, if it's a value meal, or if it's some kind of like numbered meal up on a fast food sign, that includes a drink, right? It's an unwritten rule. It's an understanding, a gentleman's understanding. But Long John Silver's, they don't really, sometimes they adhere to that, and sometimes they don't. Often you order a meal and they'll say, do you want to add a drink to that? And the thing's already expensive. So this probably doesn't include a drink, but the price, $7.99. That's the normal price. I don't think they raised it. And so you add a drink, $2.75 probably for 6 cents worth of soda. The cup itself is probably more costly to the corporation than the root beer or whatever you take out of the fountain. So it'll probably be pushing $11. But even at that price, it's a great deal. So you go up there, you order the regular dinner, $7.99. You could either get chicken planks or you can get fish. Your choice. You can't co-mingle, though. They don't go in for that mixing over there at the LJS. You gotta choose one or the other. So you either have to go chicken planks or you go fish and chips. One of those two things. You can't be like switching back and forth. You can't be vacillating. You can't be mixing. It's got to be one or the other. So you start out with the chicken. I mean, chicken's the obvious choice, right? In my mind, I like that better than the fish. I like the fish and the chicken combined, but that's not an option. So we're sticking with the chicken planks, right? So you get the chicken plank dinner, you get the sides, and then you can go back and get another one if you want, and then another one. I mean, it's unlimited at that point, but you're locked into those. You're locked into the planks, and you're locked into the whatever sides you choose. So that's the rules. I don't think the soda's included. You got to pay extra for that. So that's the deal. So it's very exciting news. I have a friend who is one of these. I think everybody has one of these guys in their lives. He's an extreme eater. He's a stunt eater, really. He can, when he goes to McDonald's, and he's not fat either. He can just put away just massive amounts of food. He's not fat. It's not that. It's just he just loves to eat. And so when he goes to McDonald's, check this out. This is his standard order. And I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. This is his standard order. He gets he gets two Big Macs, two cheeseburgers, a 10-piece chicken McNugget, large fry, large soda. That's his stand. That's what he gets when he goes to McDonald's for himself. And when he goes to Long John Silver's, he gets a family meal. Something costs like $24. Supposed to feed like a family of four. He gets that for himself. So we're making plans already. This coming Sunday, actually, I'm going to meet him and another guy. The three of us are going to go. We're going to see how many planks he can put down. So it's going to be something. I'm thinking when this originally came known to us, I said he's going to eat 50 of them. I mean, they're going to have to call in. I mean, I don't even know. I think we should maybe like give them a call in advance. On a moral grounds. Let's give them advance warnings so they can maybe adjust their staffing that he's coming. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they might have to call people in on their day off. But anyway, we're going to go over there. First, when we first heard about it, I was thinking he's going to eat 50. But then I don't think that's even possible. I mean, really. So I've adjusted that down. I think it's going to, this is my official guesstimation, somewhere between 20 and 25 chicken planks in one sitting. I mean, that's what I think. So we'll see. I will report back, of course. I'm going to be partaking. I can't eat like that, even though I'm much bigger than he is in the fat department. I can't eat that kind of quantity. I'll probably do two trips. I'll probably eat two dinners. And that'll be the end of it for me. I'll be pushing it, you know. Cuz I don't know. Everybody says it's the grease that'll get you, and that's true. The grease will keep your coat shiny. Also keep you regular, but it's the sodium. That's the part. That thing'll take you down, brother. So I go in every time I go there. While I'm eating it, I'm thinking, oh, this is great. Oh my God, I don't know why I don't eat here like all the time. This is like so good. And then there's like that. I like the cold coleslaw mixed in with the hot. Everything, you know, it's just like a great mixture of things. Ah, I love it. So while I'm eating it, I'm like, this is awesome. I'm gonna try to come over here 3 days a week. And then maybe like sometimes before I even get to the car, definitely while I'm driving, I'm like, oh God, I'm never going in that place again. It's the salt. It's the massive amounts of salt. And when I was a kid, I would think, who cares? Salt. I love salt. But now, that stuff, oh man, that does a number on me. I'm probably going to cause you to have a stroke, for one thing. And then I feel like I'm retaining fluids. I end up, by the time I get home, I have like two bags of water, like below my knees, or just two bags of water with a shoe on each one. The shoe on each one of them. I'm just like retaining fluids and I mean, it's a mess. I mean, every time I eat there, I feel like I'm never going back and I'll never set foot in that place again. But the all you can eat, man, I'm going back. I want to see how much he can put away. I have a feeling it's going to be, I have a feeling it, it, they might put his picture on the wall, you know? I mean, this is going to end up being, it might be end up in the newspaper. He's going to put a hurting on their business model. You know, another thing I don't like, in addition to the soda, their soda scheme that they got going over there, where they don't always, that's not always part of their meal deals, is they have this bell by the door. And you're supposed to ring. It has a sign that says, if you enjoyed your visit here, or our service or something, ring the bell to show your appreciation or something. So when people are leaving, especially like little kids, they love to ring that thing. Oh God, I hate it. I feel like going over there and just like yanking it off the wall and throwing it out in the parking lot. Cause you're sitting there eating and somebody goes, blang, it's like super loud. And, pisses me off. I mean, who came up with that idea? I don't know. I'm going to rip that thing down. just give me some time and I'll do it. There was a bar that I used to go to in North Carolina called Harry's, or it was actually called Hooray Harry's. Everybody just called it Harry's. Place was packed all that. Every time I went in there, it was just like packed to the rafters. Everybody's drunk, swinging for the fences. And the place was a shithole. I mean, they had these booths that were, you know, they had vinyl covering, except they were all cracked, and they had like springs coming up. Like you sit down, and like a rusty metal like dig into your ass meat. You know, I mean, it was that place is a mess. But everybody loved it. It's one of those dive bars that just has like, it's just like a shithole, but it has a lot of character. And anyway, behind the counter, they had a bell, just like the bell they have at Long John Silver's. And every time somebody gave one of the bartenders a tip, they'd ring that thing, and it was like super loud, and it would come out of nowhere. But the thing about that is, if you got like 3, 4, 7 beers in you, kind of takes the edge off on the agitation. Well, in one case, you're all like ratcheted up on salt. And in the other scenario is you're half drunk. And that's two different scenarios. I didn't even like it in the half drunk state. I'm not a fan of like bells going off all willy nilly. Long John Silver's has that. So in addition to, what do you call it? The McDonald's. One time I was with this guy, this friend of ours, who's going to put a hurting on the Long John Silver's Corporation on Sunday. I was at a baseball game with him over the summer. And we went wandering around the stadium in search of some ice cream. And we found a place that had Yingling soft serve. Yingling's a beer. They make beer up here in PA, up in Pennsylvania. It's a good beer. And they also make ice cream. I guess they started making that during the during Prohibition, and they kind of dip in and out of it. It goes away for 15 years, and then they get back into it again. They're into it right now. But so anyway, we stopped, and we found this place that sold ice cream. I got a cup, it was soft serve, so I just got a cup of like the, you know, the vanilla chocolate swirl, just a normal cup. He goes up there and he's like, what's that? You know, I don't know what it was called. It was something that, I think it was like $17. it was like some kind of crazy, something for a family again with the family servings. And, she goes, well, it comes in a batting helmet. He goes, all right, I'll get that. So, It was nearly a regulation sized. It wasn't a full sized, but it was big. It wasn't some small single star. This is like you could almost wear this thing, and batting helmet, full of soft serve ice cream. The thing was like, I mean, it was pounds of ice cream, and he got sprinkles on it and all this stuff. And he ate that thing faster. I think he was finished with that helmet. I think he polished off his helmet before I even finished my little cup. He ate it all himself. It's crazy. So this is gonna be awesome. I can't wait. I'll report back either here at the podcast or at the Surf Report or both. We'll see. But stay tuned for updates on that. And if you ever go, if you take part in the Chicken Plank Challenge, as we're calling it, let me know. Go to the Surf Report, go to jeffkshow.com and leave a comment. Tell me how many planks you took down. So, yeah. So I'll check back. I'll follow up on this for sure. And let you know how many. 25, I'm saying. 20 to 25, somewhere in that range, I'm saying. And speaking of that baseball stadium, it's a AAA baseball stadium. It's really nice. It's the Yankees AAA team. It used to be the Phillies AAA team, and then the Yankees somehow got in here, and they weren't happy with the way the stadium looked and stuff. So somebody ponied up millions of dollars. I have a feeling it wasn't the Yankees. It was probably the taxpayers. Probably I did. I paid for some of it. Anyway, they went in there. Place is nice. I mean, the place is really nice now. So right after they opened that, the refurbished version of the stadium, I went to a game with Tony, and we were walking through there, heading towards our seats. Some teenage girl, she looked like a cheerleader, some cutesy teenage girl, goes, "Excuse me, sir, would you like a free pair of underwear?" I was like, "What the?" I was like, "Whose?" No, I was like, "Well, what the hell? What's this?" And she walked us over to this. There's this big display of, you know, it was elaborate. It was like they had these big giant these standees with you know, photographs of underwear on it, and it was that, what's that brand, Gildan or something? I don't even know. And they had a table out there, and all these girls, they're all girls, just they had a table spread out there with all this underwear piled up and separated by size, like each individual pair like in a plastic bag or something. And they had these girls look like high school cheerleaders, just stopping every man and boy that walked through there. So I was like, this was weird. Never been to underwear night at a baseball game. But so I grabbed one, whatever, gave it to Tony, put it in her purse. And then we went to our seat, and we were sitting there, you know, waiting for the game to start. And every guy that went by, all these were, by the way, these were tidy whities. So every guy that walked by had a pair of tidy whities in his hands. Very weird, very strange. The only thing stranger that I can think of that was an organized type situation. We used to go, when we lived in Atlanta, we used to live life like we were, you know, well-to-do. It was a house of cards, you know what I'm saying? We were living like we were bringing down, you know, pulling down $100,000 a year. And we were, you know, I was making probably like $24,300, something like that. So we were living way above our means, going out to eat all the time, these expensive restaurants, traveling around, they were just like fake yuppies. I don't know. When I think back on that, it's baffling to me. We had friends that were doing the same thing. So we would travel together. Like, we couldn't afford that shit, but yeah, we did it anyway. We'd out to eat like 4 or 5 nights a week at these semi-expensive restaurants all the time. Just doing, you know, drinking in bars and just running up tabs. We didn't have any money. We had a house. We had a mortgage and stuff. So, and we weren't making, neither one of us was making too much money. But anyway, so it was this house of cards that eventually, you know, caught up to us. But during that period, we used to go down to, an island off of the coast of Georgia called Jekyll Island. And, they had this hotel out there called the Jekyll Island Club Hotel. Been there since, like, I don't even know, the 1800s maybe. It's this fancy ass place. Millionaires used to vacation down there. And I think they, like, what, the Federal Reserve? I think the Federal Reserve. I think it was concocted inside that hotel. You know? I mean, the thing has, like, it has all this historical, but it's, like, in the National Register of Historic Places. It's on an island off of Georgia, off the coast of Georgia. And I think it's owned by the Radisson now, but it's still, it's, like, this big, elaborate, it's got beautiful grounds. It's right on the ocean. It's like going back in time. Hang on a second. Tony just came in. Anyway, so we used to go down there every once in a while. And me and Tony and this other couple, and we would stay there and party it up. I mean, you know, when I think back on that, it's insane. But that we used to do that. We probably went down there 5 times total. And this one time we went there, when we were checking in, there was a glass case in the sitting in the middle of the lobby. And it had all these fake arms in it and legs. And what the hell's that? You know, what is going on? I think, my mind, my memory might be a little faulty, but I'm thinking maybe there might have been a hook in there. And we said, what's the story with that? All these prosthetics in a display case. And they were like, oh, we're having an amputee convention this weekend. It's like, what the? An amputee convention? These guys are organized? I didn't know that. Well, anyway, so we just went there. All we did was go down there and drink, party it up. So we were the entire weekend, like everybody, every single person we saw other than the 4 of us had like something missing. Something was missing, replaced by something that was created in a lab or something. So we at night, there was this bar there that we used to hang out in. We used to close down. They'd have to start flashing the lights off and on to get us out of there. And everybody in there was armless or legless or both. Some combination, you know. They were all like laughing and drunk. Lots of amputees. Just the place was just lousy with amputees. That is weird. I don't know if that's as weird as the underwear night in a minor league ballpark, but it ranked right up there. And these guys would be sitting in there drinking and and with the hooks. I don't know, man. I'm hooked on the hooks. When I was a kid, we had this insurance man. What is the story with that? When I was a kid, like an insurance man would come to our house. What is that? I'm an adult. I've been an adult, well, on paper, for many a year. Never had an insurance man come to my house. Never. Not once. But back when I was a kid, the insurance man would stop by every once in a while. My parents would, like, sign papers or something. I don't know what the hell's going on. But this guy had, like, hooks, both hands. He was a double barrel. He had double barrel hooks, and my brother and I'd be like mesmerized by this thing. One of us called him Captain Hook, and I can't remember. I don't know if it was me or my brother, but my mom, scolded us. I think one of us went to the door and answered the door, and he's standing there, and we said, "Mom, Captain Hook's here." Oh, man, you don't see too many hooks anymore. But anyway, so that was that ranks up there with the underwear night amputee convention at the Jekyll Island Club Hotel. And, oh, man, this thing's... I'm having trouble. Hang on a second. I'm taking a drink here. That's from a growler. That's a beer from a growler. It's called Tully's IPA. Not that great, but they fill the growler up for $6.99, man. You can't beat that. 64-ounce growler of draft beer. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not the greatest in the world, but it's pretty good. It's not bad. And it costs $6.99 for 64 ounces. Man, that stuff's good. I mean, well, the price, the bang for the buck, you know what I'm saying? So now we're getting near the end of this thing, so it's time for...
Jeff K's Whistle Dick of the Week.
You know, this, I mean, I bitch about this every year. This is a yearly thing. But you know what I can't stand is party mix cherry pickers. You know, the people that go in there and start they eye it, and they might even shake it. They like grab the container of party mix and they shake it, try to find, like, they're panning for gold or something. Like, and they find all the cashews, and they pick them out. So they deplete the thing of all the good stuff and just leave it full of Chex Mix and Cheerios, maybe some of those stick pretzels. This is bullshit, man. You can't be cherry-picking the party mix. That's that is a crime against nature. It's a crime against humanity, as a matter of fact. You can't be doing that. You party mix cherry pickers, you know, and other people. Another thing, sometimes we get these, when we travel, we went on this thing, we got on this Jaguar, we would get these, this big vat of jelly beans, like a mixture of all these different flavored jelly beans. And when we traveled, we, like in the car, we would get one of those things. Tony'd be over there picking out all the cinnamon jelly beans. Again, shaking it to see, to reveal the cinnamon jelly beans. You can't do that. That's irritating. But it's even worse. It's even worse when it's the party mix. All you party mix cherry pickers, you are the undisputed Whistle Dick of the Week. All right, we're at the end of this thing. If you want to double down on the Jeff K. shows, and I don't know, there's no reason why you wouldn't. I mean, why would you not want to have twice the number of Jeff K. shows? I mean, it's only logic, right? So that's possible. You know, it's easy to do. You can do it right now. Just head on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up for a $4 or more patronage. That's a monthly donation. It can be any, it has to be $4. If it's $4, it's $4 or more. So it can be, it doesn't have to be $4. It can be $975. It can be $71. Anything above $4. You know what I'm saying? It'll unlock the Thursday show. You'll immediately gain access. As soon as you sign up, you'll gain access to all the old Thursday shows, the ones that I've already recorded. There's a bunch of them already. There's some gold in there too. Well, that might be pushing it, but there's some good ones. And so immediately upon signing up, you'll gain access to the Thursday shows, and you'll have access to the future Thursday shows as soon as they're released. So it's twice the Jeff K. show for a mere $4 a month. You just stick it on a credit card. It comes out at the first of the month. You won't even notice it. $4. I mean, seriously. So do it now. Do it today. You know, right after this show's ends, which will be seconds from now. Hop on over to patreon.com. That's patreon.com/Jeff K. Sign up now. And that's the end of it, boys and girls. Hope you enjoyed it. I will be back on Thursday over at Patreon. So until then, have a good one. Bye. Hey, it's Jeff again. Before we go today, I wanted to share something very cool with you guys. It is a trailer for a forthcoming one-hour audio play / radio drama type thing. It's hard to describe, but it's a scripted, enacted comedy called Wheels of Justice, put together by these guys Bob and Zip, who run the No Redeeming Qualities podcast, which is something I listen to all the time. Listen to it while I'm walking on the endless road over there at Planet Fitness. Guys are funny and smart, and they're going for it, man. They for the last year, this is a year in the making. They've been working on this Wheels of Justice, and they've released a trailer in advance of the January 7th release. And I wanted you guys to hear it. By the way, Zip does the editing on the Jeff K. show, the production work. And I don't give him a whole lot to work with, but he makes it sound semi-coherent and semi-professional. Like I say, it's an uphill battle, but he does a great job. So I wanted to share with you guys the trailer for Wheels of Justice coming out on January 7th. There'll be more coming on this, but here it is. Enjoy.
In in a world that grows darker with fear and crime.
Oh, God, my fucking truck!
Sip, these people are immune to pain! We can't stop them!
Two men stand in the way of the total collapse of the Texas government.
Are you implying someone pushed the governor down a staircase for their own sexual satisfaction?
Bob and Ziv, of no redeeming qualities, in the search to find a man that's done an unthinkable crime.
And do you think they want it getting out that the governor of the freaking state mac and meed his ass down a staircase because of one?
A tale of mystery.
I think you're gonna find out shortly just how much high roller can blur the line.
Suspense.
Look, we met this girl downtown, and she said if she could lick our bruises, she would tell us who pushed the governor down a staircase.
Unnecessary violence. True friendship.
Speaking of fucking up, did you get those chicken sandwiches?
Yeah, all 8 of them, you disgusting motherfucker.
The newest exciting addition to the world of true crime.
Hey, y'all didn't tell me the name of your show. Can I find y'all on America Online?
We follow the boys from NRQ on the trail to catch the man that tried to kill the governor.
Ah, Christ! He just ran on my fucking fingers!
In Wheels of Justice.
Coming January 7th. Make sure to check out Wheels of Justice at iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and anywhere else you can find the No Redeeming Qualities podcast. You can also find Wheels of Justice and much, much more at nrqpodcast.com.